Ted McMahon. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
Talking with Joni Greganes, and she is the author, along with Patricia Romanowski, of a book called Fit Happens, and she's also, of course, the host of TV's Morning Stretch. And the book is published by Villard, and fit doesn't really just happen, does it?
No, it doesn't, and the reason I wrote the book, Mark, was because after all these years in the field, I kept saying, you know, whether if you stay up late enough, you can see more gadgets that promise to make it happen overnight. You know, whether you have a button that vibrates your stomach or, you know, you're doing all these fancy things. But actually, if you can just do a few things, you'll find, despite yourself, that you'll start feeling better. And I think one of the things that I noticed over and over again is never addressed, though maybe because it doesn't have any real glitz to it, is the fact that everybody's always telling you how to start an exercise program and, you know, some of the things that you should do. And I certainly go into that. But I think that the place you have to start is, if you ask most people, they would say the biggest thing they find is that they are tired, they're fatigued. You and I were talking about time briefly, but people say, you know, I don't really have that much time because I'm too tired to do anything. And so one of the things I start right off with the book is to find out if you are tired or fatigued. Yes, of course, it can be sleep, and that's a whole other category of what you're going in, but it could also be diet, or it could be hormonal, or it could be muscle, or it could be stress-related. And so I have charts that I just put out real simply so that you can find out where you fall in, because I think a lot of times people have the best intentions of trying to get more active, you know, have more activity in their life, but they're too tired. And as I said before, it might not just be sleep. And if you're too tired, mentally or physically, you're not going to be able to even think about adding anything into your life that's going to, you know, let's say, make you, quote unquote, feel better. So starting an exercise plan really has to get to the source. If you find you're fatigued, that would be my first step.
It's interesting because I don't get that much sleep, but I also take a ton of vitamins, minerals, and herbs, and it seems to help me keep going and do what I got to do.
Yes.
And as far as exercise, most Americans don't do any.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Because you think, people say, oh, well, I mean, if you think about it, there's more available now than ever before. I mean, there's more devices out there. But what you just said is so right. There's more stuff out there, but yet, one thing is people are more sedentary. I had a woman that out here in California that wrote to me, actually, because I do a radio show, and she just said, I want you to, can you solve my problem? She said, I sit all day at home. I work out of the house on the computer. I order stuff through television. I can sit on the computer and order groceries. I cook on my microwave. She says, I love it. I just, you know, she said, I wheel around. Now, this is not a wheelchair. This is like a, you know, little office chair with wheels. Mm. And she said, but I do notice I'm getting heavier and heavier, you know, and I thought, well, you know, first of all, she said, I'm really not that tired. I just don't feel like it. So what I suggested in her case, because she, you know, obviously isn't exercising and she doesn't have any inclination. So what I think you have to do sometime to fit exercise into your life is to figure out, okay, how can you, she liked her life, that she realized that she probably needed to get outside sometime and do something, but I told her to get, there's a lot of exercise equipment, like a health rider where you sit down and you lift your butt up. So I told her, look, you can order through the net, you can get a health rider or one of those cardio glides. They will deliver and set it up. It's not expensive. It's under $300, and all you have to do is slide from your chair to your health rider or cardio glide and lift your butt up and down, because she used to like to watch an hour of television or two during the day. So that's what she started doing. And it wasn't like it was a big magic cure, but she was able to fit with a legitimate piece of equipment, exercise into her life. And lo and behold, after 3 months, she told me she started mall walking, the big mall walking clubs out here, and making some friends. But I think part of it is just to say, you know, she said she didn't believe it, but once she started slowly but surely moving and getting something in her life, we're not talking about someone's going to run a marathon, but about 20 minutes or so in her life, she started feeling better and actually started saying, you know what, I actually did have more energy in terms of wanting maybe to get out of the house, make, you know, say to friends, yeah, I can go out for dinner and all that. So in other words, exercise is great, but and it does all of the things that, you know, it promises in terms of making you feel better. You don't have to kill yourself or anything like that. It does give you more energy, but you have to find something that's going to fit in your life. And I think what happens is that so many people that don't exercise are looking at all these promises that are made, for example, on television or, you know, a lot of these magic cures. And, of course, most of them are even geared for people that have exercise. There's so many types of exercise out there that unless you have some kind of foundation, you're going to try it and either get injured or it's going to be too much for you. So it's the first step. The other step is really to find something, doesn't have to be as extreme as this, that will fit into your life. And it doesn't, you know, and that's the other thing. I think people are looking for a quick fix.
Well, the problem, there's a lot of problems, Joni. We don't have a tough time to really get into them all.
Yes.
I want to talk a little bit about the book. But I mean, I for instance, myself, I looked at TV. I saw all these infomercials for Solo Flex and Health Rider. I bought them all, and they made really nifty clothes racks.
Yes, exactly.
Because I don't use them because I'm more into competitive sports, and that's really where I'm getting my exercise now because I found something that I like.
Exactly.
But people have to do that. They have to go out and they have to find something that they really enjoy.
If you don't have a passion for it, you're not going to do it.
Exactly. Now, in the book, is this going to give folks hints on how to live a healthy lifestyle?
Yeah, it's gonna, not only that, it's also going to separate fact from fiction. In other words, just what you said, and that's exactly what I say in the book, is that you have to really find something, like you said, competitive sports did it. It wasn't looking at TV and saying, okay, I'm going to order this or that, and ordering it. You really have to sit down and say, I don't care what it is, but the idea is you have to figure out what it is that would, you know, even inspire you. And if you like to stay inside and exercise, like this is the woman's passion. She loved to stay inside, so we just shifted her seat so she could lift it. But the idea is, and I also talk about when you're burning fat or getting out getting the most from the food you're eating, you know, not to be dazzled. Like go through the fad diet stuff or, you know, health foods that aren't, or exercise myths. And I do all of that so that, for example, you know, people say, well, I don't want to exercise because it's going to increase my appetite. And, of course, that is so misguided, but because actually exercise does make your appetite more manageable because you find that your blood sugar is more stabilized, and also you'll even find the cravings go down. But I go through all the things that people have heard as well so that when, you know, you're exercising, you think about starting a plan or starting to eat better or to take vitamins and minerals, at least, you know, you're not getting all the mythology that's out there. If you decide,
yeah, it's good to know those kind of things because they have to learn them, or they can read them all in the book here. One of the things that I do a lot is I do a lot of running and work in terms of exercise, hockey, things like that, and I'm really into protein. So I use balance bars and protein bars and power bars and metrics and all these different things. What do you think of all those type of things?
I think they're great. I do. And again, too, remember when they say actually metrics and balance and all of them, I think balance is a great name because they are protein, but as you notice, they do balance. They have some carbohydrates.
Right.
They have the other things. So the idea is that you are, it's a great way to get a quick fix, but still do something that's healthy. And that, you know, and again, protein, as we know, as well, is great for thinking because it takes a little bit longer to break down. And I think if people would be reach for something like one of those bars that you mentioned that really now are competitive because they're all trying to balance the right minerals and vitamins, it'd be a lot better than sitting down to like bags of cookies or chips.
Definitely. I mean, chips and cookies, forget folks.
And you notice when you have one of those, it's a snack that goes a long way because you're not sort of like, a lot of times you have some of these snacks and you feel great for about 20 minutes and then people say, oh my God, I get headaches or I get tired or I don't feel like doing anything. This is the whole purpose of all of these is to keep you functioning at optimal skill.
Well, if people don't want to function at optimal skill, then just have a fattening snack during the daytime. You'll see how quickly in the afternoon you fade.
Exactly right.
Yeah. The book is called Fit Happens. It's strategies for living a healthier, happier, fitter life. And Joni Greggins is one that tells us about it. Joni Greggins. I'm having trouble here with the name, but it's G-R-E-G-G-A-I-N-S. And the book is from Villard Press, and it's available in all the bookstores right now. And pick up yours and try to help yourself get healthier. You can learn to love your body and not be dazzled by fads and find out some of the excuses of not exercising, why you should, 13 health foods that aren't, how to burn fat, get a better night's sleep. It's all in the book. So check it out, Fit Happens by Joni Greggins. Thanks so much for coming on, Joni.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.